Most Memorial Day services across the country today will feature a short, sublime tune that dates back to the Civil War. Taps is generally played on a bugle or trumpet at military funerals or flag ceremonies. David C. Barnett from Here and Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream spoke with a couple of Cleveland musicians about putting their stamp on a song with more than 150 years of history.
My name is Teresa May, and I'm a trumpet player, and I perform with the Cleveland Brass Works Quintet. For most of us trumpet players, it's not terribly challenging. I think for me, as a younger trumpet player, it was cool to be able to play a tune on the trumpet without having to move any valves or anything. It's only a few notes, but when I actually learned about the meaning, it changed the way that I wasn't just, this actually means something, and people come up to me and tell me that what I've played and my music has spoken to them, and they're glad that they were able to have that piece of live music in their service. I feel like I want it to be the best performance, to be able to add that special piece of music that the family really wants to hear and that a lot of people have that special bond with. So when you go into a memorial service of any sort, you want to play it to the best of your ability and really let the meaning of the music speak for itself.
My name is Michael Sachs. I'm the principal trumpet with the Cleveland Orchestra for the last 29 years. Really, with taps, you want that to be, you know, just as pristine and beautiful and lyrical and as perfect as it can be. I mean, look, the family's not going to notice whether you play it perfectly. It's the sentiment that's offered is the most important part of it. Probably the most famous story of somebody not playing it exactly perfectly was when John F. Kennedy was buried at Arlington. And Keith Clark, who was the bugler who played that, cracked one of the notes. But, you know, you look at the circumstances, you know, he was standing on the hill where he was going to render the taps for literally, I think, 5 or 6 hours waiting for the procession. And it was a very, very cold day. And to stand out there and you're freezing cold, your horn is freezing cold, and he couldn't play any warm-up notes or anything, to just after 5, 6 hours put that up to your face, I mean, anyone in that situation would have likely done probably worse than he did. It was, in some ways, some people looked at it as it was a very mournful sort of symbolism of the moment, of this horrible moment where the president was assassinated and was a young president at that. I mean, there's so many layers of the meaning of what it means historically and the meaning of what it means in the moment. And I mean, I don't want to be melodramatic, but really the sacred honor it is to offer that to a grieving family. And I think just everything that means really all kind of comes together in that moment with those 24 notes.
Michael Sachs of the Cleveland Orchestra with his views this Memorial Day on the power of taps. We also heard from Teresa May, a trumpeter for the Cleveland Brass Works Quintet. Their story was produced by David C. Barnett from Here and Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream.